I was in a classroom, and the professor asked us, who is born here? Who's an American citizen? He noticed me not raising my hand, so he asked me questions, like, you know, so what are you then? Like, you know, like, why aren't you raising your hand? So that means that you're not a citizen? It was that moment where I felt really confused of who I am, my identity. My name is Martha Ancajas. I'm a second year at California State University, Sacramento. I'm a first generation Filipino immigrant. I was born in the Philippines in an island called Cebu. My parents were both drawn to drugs, and my mom left us. My dad was in and out of the rehabilitation center too. So my grandma decided, like, you know, I'm going to America to visit your uncle for 6 months. Like, do you want to come with me? It wasn't told to me that I was going to be undocumented. I was going to stay here, what do you call that? Long time? Or being, like, illegally? There is a lot of what keeps me going, but I think being able to have a sense of home, a sense of family, friends, even though my family is back in the Philippines, but I've grown more, and the campus is my home. I found my voice here on campus, and I get to practice my own freedom.
Do you want to learn more about Prop 5? It's for the kids.
Oh, okay, you should register.
Do you want to register to vote?
For me, like, even though I can't vote, I'm taking a step forward to advocate and let other people who didn't register to vote. The place that I'm really comfortable with is the Multicultural Center and the Full Circle Project office. People know me as undocumented. They see me as Martha, who's quite weird. You know, like, just laughs every time, or like, always takes a nap. Okay, yeah, so that's kind of like, you know, that's fine. Like, they know I'm documented, but they still say hi to me. We're still having jokes. We still study together. And, you know, not kind of, you know, like, see me as different, like, not talk to me because I'm undocumented. That's kind of like my home here on campus. I've been through a lot, but those pieces of, what do you call that, journeys that I've been through made me fall in love with this country. If I were to go back in the Philippines, it would be a life that it's not as precious as I thought it would be. It wouldn't be the life that I love.